Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 15th of February, recording at 9:17 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, the quick highlights. We had some pretty good action here in stock markets today. This included the Hong Kong Hang Seng Index, very strong. Japan extending its breakout, India rallying just when needed to, and China surging before the year-end holiday. And government bonds. This is quite interesting. Following the very dovish comments on inflation by Mervyn King of the Bank of England and Ben Bernanke at the Fed yesterday, we've had government bonds rally in here again, and those are quite sharp rallies in the UK gilts and the euro bunds. And the US dollar took that big hit yesterday, and it's had a little bit of downside follow through in here today. That's potentially important. And precious metals had a nervous day in here. Well, we've seen plenty of that, haven't we? So up, then selling off, and then rallying, and they are pretty well all up on the day, as I comment. Maybe palladium. Palladium's down a tiny bit in here. Gold's not up much, but it's at 669.75, and that's against its low, which was almost $7 lower. And what else have we got here? Corn? No, beg your pardon, soybeans. Soybeans have been the relative strength leaders in this grain and bean complex recently, and that remained the case today, up 8.25 cents, whereas we've got wheat drifting and corn sort of fluffing in the wind here. And cocoa, quite good gains there. Crude oil sold off, then recovered most of the decline, currently down 6 cents at 57.94. And the industrial metals, very strong. We've had another new high for nickel, and I believe another new high for tin. Okay, so what's going on here? Well, as far as stock markets are concerned, I think this is a bit of a sweet spot generally. Markets like the dovish comments from central banks. Markets have some momentum. The bearishness that was expressed at the beginning of the year has obviously not been, and fortunately not by Fuller Money, but that bearishness has not been realized, and we're seeing markets push higher in here as some people come scrambling back in and shorts cover. The oil price is still trading below the $60 level, so that's not a problem. Rising bond yields are not a problem. Central banks have not indicated that there's going to be any great tightening exercise between here and at least mid-year. You know, I might take on the Fed. I've said it since last autumn. I said the Fed wants to sit pat, do as little as possible in here. And the dollar, well, the dollar is weakening, but it's coming off what was a reasonable little technical rally, so that's not a problem. There is one problem, though, and that is that these trends are unsustainably strong. So we will get some mean reversion at some point in terms of the 200-day moving averages. That we have to watch out for. And if Owen and I can watch these markets any closer than we already are, well, we are determined to do it. And you, of course, can watch them as well. And what's most important is the progression of rising lows within these nice, orderly upward trends that we see. So as long as those aren't broken, then everything's okay. Remember, a consistent trend is a trend in motion. I'll repeat that. A consistent trend is a trend in motion. In other words, it has further to go. And before we see breaks in the rising lows, which inevitably will occur at some point, every great uptrend eventually waltzes into a cul-de-sac. But before we break the higher lows, we would of course get some quite clear downward dynamics that are more than 1 or 2 day wonders. Okay, so I've written about this further, but I won't go on about it in the audio, but it's all there. I've detailed my views in a section which was preceded by a rather good summary by Nick Train. Okay. What else to mention? Government bonds. Well, no, I want to come back to Japan here first. And there'll be an interesting test tomorrow. There's nothing in overseas equity activity to worry the Japanese markets. But it remains to be seen if some people fret over the yen's rally in here today. For instance, the yen is. Well, the dollar's fallen 1.6 against the yen today, down to 119.21, and the yen strengthened generally here. It did it on the back of the bullish GDP figures that came out for Japan, which convinced everybody that the BOJ will hike rates. So. That'll be interesting. The U.S. futures markets are saying that Japan will come down a little bit in here today, but I really think that this currency thing shouldn't be more than a one-day wonder, certainly at this stage. I'm of the view that, and I've been saying this as you know, that Japan does not want a strong currency. Remember, they were seared by that lost decade of the 1990s. They invented the word endaka to talk about this, which really meant the strong yen. And that's the last thing they want, is a strong yen creating or exacerbating deflationary pressures. What they're going to want is some moderate inflation. And they will err on the side of moderate inflation and a weak currency. And a weak currency itself generally is good for the economy in terms of exports, and it's extremely good for the operating profits of Japanese export companies. So I think they'll try to keep the yen soft, generally soft, for a fairly long time, and they're in a good position to do just that. So, we'll get technical rallies from time to time, but I don't think that we're about to see a collapse of the yen carry trade and the sort of surge that would in the yen that would cause problems for the for the Japanese economy and therefore stock market. But the market may be a little softer tomorrow. We'll see. Now, getting on to the government bonds, this is good news to see these rallying up. That's part of the sweet spot that I was talking about. It's only a technical rally, but I wouldn't want to be short in here except for the JGBs, and there's no hurry on those. Short of the JGBs as I am, lightly. And the JGBs did not get the declines, price declines that we saw in the other government bond markets. So I'm mainly interested in this action in the bonds as an indicator for stock markets, and it's not causing any problems right now. And looking at the US dollar, Well, that was an important signal that we saw yesterday, and it was preceded by a gradual build-up in sort of medium-sized downward dynamics within the trading range that was taking place. It's back in an area of a little bit of support here, or at least lateral trading near 84 on the U.S. dollar index. Whether that holds it up for long, I doubt that it will, and it may range for a little bit near that level, but I do not expect a big rally. But to be quite practical, what I would say is that it'll take a clear upward dynamic to take the heat off in terms of some further dollar weakness, and that won't be a problem as long as that it doesn't appear to be getting out of control. And with 5.25% interest rates and no cuts likely anytime soon, I don't think we are going to get an accelerating dollar decline. Remember, these currencies are mostly ranging, but certainly the dollar could easily move a bit lower in coming weeks. That's what I currently expect. Now, crude oil prices, I suspect they're consolidating. There's some very bearish, aggressive reports, that Bernstein report talking about $30 oil. Well, every view's in with a chance, but I just don't see it. And I think that requires a greater buildup of short-term stockpiles than we're actually likely to see. And that's just about a, well, it requires just about a perfect scenario in terms of oil bears to be realized. My hunch is that oil is consolidating its gains, that we saw the low on that break just below $50 last month, and that it will consolidate and then move higher. And I wouldn't be surprised if it moves meaningfully higher. And what are already starting to move meaningfully higher are the metals. And this is really quite important here. Remember all those people who told you that commodities were going to collapse? Well, they can point to oil, though whether that's a collapse or not is certainly debatable. And they can point to copper, but copper's rallying. And another good gain in here. We've got the bear squeeze on. You might remember my saying that that we would see a bigger bear squeeze in copper than we have in oil because there's less of the copper about, and the demand for copper is almost certainly going to be picking up again, not least from China, here fairly quickly. So copper certainly is. I've seen enough to say that copper has established its low, and nickel, tin, new highs. The others rallying. This is good for mining shares, incidentally, and they aren't fully reflecting that. Although, as you've seen from BHP's performance recently, they are actually beginning to do just so. So I like that sector. One has to be patient in markets from time to time, and that they do get these lengthy medium-term consolidations. That's no surprise. I've said that would happen all along. But if it's a world-class mining company and it's paying a reasonable yield, that's no big deal, and it does afford one the opportunity to add to a favored long-term position on weakness, which has been my policy, as you may recall. And I think I bought a little bit more Rio. I think it was just early last week. Now, what else to mention in here? Precious metals. Said it was a bit of a nervous day in here overall. I think people getting a little bit jittery about the benign inflation comments coming out. Also, silver up near that $14 level, but these patterns look very good to me. Extremely good. And I've got quite substantial positions, as you know. Okay. the soybeans leading the way up in that grain and bean complex. Seasonally, this is a dull period, as I've said daily, but expectations against this background of uncertain weather. And well, we have to assume that the weather will be more good than bad because it almost always is. And El Niños, which may be strengthening or weakening aside, the weather is generally favorable. But there is so little in terms of stockpiles of these grains, so there's no margin for error. Anything that looks like disappointing in terms of crop yields can ignite a very strong rally in these metals, and there's certainly going to be some weather-related concern before the season is over. So I'll be rolling forward some grain and bean positions that I have, although I'm in the money on the soybeans. I'm not in the wheat and corn at the moment, but you're not interested in that. I'll report all that. So what else to say? Cocoa looks good, looks bullish, and that's it, folks. More tomorrow, the last day of this exciting week in the markets. All the best.